Iraq's prime minister has rejected calls by his critics to form what they have described as a national salvation government. Nouri al-Maliki says such calls amount to a coup against the constitution and would also go against the results of April's parliamentary elections. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization has warned against serious food insecurity in Iraq following the recent violence there. The FAO says over a million Iraqis have fled their homes and farms. This came as the harvesting season for wheat and barley crops was getting underway. The Lebanese army has arrested five men suspected of conducting terrorist attacks. They were members of a terrorist cell near the city of Tripoli and were said to be seeking to assassinate senior officials. Lebanon has been suffering from terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Nearly two dozen people have been killed as a powerful bomb blast hits Nigeria's capital, Abuja. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, but officials usually blame Boko Haram Takfiri group for such acts of violence. Ukraine promises to stick to a week-long ceasefire in the country's restive east until June the 27th. Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin says President Poroshenko has the final say over the unilateral truce. Poroshenko earlier threatened to revoke the ceasefire after an army helicopter was shot down. The NATO chief says the military alliance is deeply committed to supporting Ukraine against what he called Russian aggression. Anders Fogh Rasmussen also accused Moscow of failing to live up to its international obligations. He said the military alliance fully supports the Ukrainian president's peace plan. And the U.S. Commerce Department says the economy contracted 2.9%. That is almost three times higher than expected. The contraction has been blamed on weaker than expected growth in consumer spending, a larger increase in exports, and a drop in healthcare spending.